Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 6. The Lord said, "It is too small a thing that you should just be my servant, to raise up only the tribes of Jacob, and to restore the ones I have preserved in Israel. So I will appoint you to be a light for the nations." A light for the whole world. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. What do you need if you're trying to find something in the dark? If you answer light, you're correct. The amount of light you need depends on what you're searching for and where you're searching for it. If you're looking for a toy that rolled under the couch, a small flashlight will do the job. If you're looking for someone who has fallen overboard from a ship in the middle of the ocean in the middle of a moonless night, you're going to need lots of ships and lots of helicopters with lots of really bright spotlights. In our reading for today, Jesus, the servant of God, is sent on the biggest search and rescue mission in our very dark world. Who was Jesus sent to find? We can answer that question with one word: everyone. Some people thought the Savior would be sent just to save the descendants of Jacob, people who came from the 12 tribes of Israel. But God the Father tells His Son Jesus that saving only the Israelites would be way too small a mission. Jesus was sent to rescue people from all nations, from one end of this dark world to the other. Why is this world so dark? We can also answer that question with one word: sin. It may seem small, but it's our biggest problem. Sin doesn't make it hard for your eyes to see. It's a darkness inside us. It makes it impossible to see the truth with your heart and soul and mind. Because of sin, no one is able to figure out how to save themselves. Worse, it makes it impossible to find Jesus by ourselves. That's why Jesus had to come to find us. He didn't use a big light. Jesus is the light. Here's what the Apostle John wrote about Jesus: "In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. The light is shining in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." You have a Savior who loves you so much that he came into the darkness of this world to search for you, to find you, to rescue you, and to give you life. We pray to the light of the world. Jesus, you are the light of the world. Shine in my heart and give me life and salvation. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.